Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to play Zippy Dollar Pyramid for your chance to win tickets to go see a Wizards Wednesday or go see the Harlem Globetrotters at Eagle Bank Arena. So I saw this story and I actually thought of Valdez because whenever I see a story that has to do with seafood, that's who I think of.
Okay, yes.
Do you have the same association? If there's a story about crabs,
well,
or shrimp?
Crabs is the one seed, but yes.
So I would also say the scratch and dent aisle or rack at Safeway, which I just found the other day. I stumbled onto it. It's near the bathroom.
He's a giant guy, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you're a giant
guy. Every store has one.
You associate that with Valdez.
I was like, oh, this is where Valdez gets all his
expired meats.
Yeah. Yeah. Addicted can of crab.
I saw this story about shrimp.
Okay.
I know it's not the one seed with him. It's not crabs. And I wonder if this would bother you. So they say that restaurants throughout the Gulf Coast are serving imported shrimp from the Gulf of Mexico or the Gulf of America, whatever they're calling it now, and claiming that it's local, that it's, you know, if you're in Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas,
Tampa. Where are they importing it from?
The Gulf of Mexico.
Well, that is local.
Yeah, how's that not local?
How's that not local to Louisiana?
are you saying restaurants not...
Restaurants are using fraud.
So you're saying like somewhere up here, like somewhere in D.C. saying we have Gulf shrimp and they're imported not from the Gulf of America.
That sounds right.
Have you read the
story? If they're serving shrimp in Louisiana and they're getting from the Gulf of Mexico, that's local.
It just says that they're serving imported shrimp, but telling their customers they're feasting on
local shrimp.
Shrimp fished in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay, so it must be...
It must be restaurants.
Tom Glancy did.
Yeah,
the shrimp is imported to the U.S. It's foreign shrimp.
Right, it must be from a different place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it has to be from like South America.
Are saying that it's locally...
Right, right. You know, they're lying.
Yeah, that's a scam.
They're lying. Yeah.
That's a legit scam.
Yeah, I'd be... Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, because you would assume that the shrimp fished out of those waters is fresher.
Right.
It's closer. It's not being flown in from someplace else.
You know,
probably frozen.
You're kind of a donk if you can't tell a Gulf shrimp from a shrimp that's imported from Indonesia.
Right.
Oh, I don't know if I could. I don't know enough about it.
They're butt small. Gulf shrimp, massive. You can definitely tell a Gulf shrimp from like the nubby.
I'm sure you could. Shrimp. I didn't know the massive difference.
And you can tell when they're fresh. Because like when I go down to South Carolina, I've got a shrimp guy.
Yeah.
I have a shrimp guy that I know where he's set up, and he always has big fatties that are local. Like you, they're
and then
fresh.
The color on them is different than the color in the store and, that you get. Those and, are and those are imported or
farm.
When
you buy from the guy directly, you're paying like $2 or $3 less than you're paying per pound at like the local Publix.
They tested
getting a better product.
They tested 44 restaurants in Tampa Bay, for example.
EB probably ate at one of them when he was in Tampa. Like,
actually, it was Tampa and St. Pete. But in Florida, they tested 44 restaurants. How many do you think were serving authentic shrimp from the Gulf of Mexico?
Out of 44, I would say
two.
Two or three.
Two.
Yeah.
42 were straight up lying.
They're serving whatever they can get. Their hands are the cheapest.
It's like when you watch Bar Rescue and John Taffer yells at the owner and tells him it's illegal when they pour like aristocrat vodka in a... In like a Belvedere bottle.
He may want to start yelling at himself because his place here in D.C., I think it lasted about 9 months. Mm-hmm. And then it went belly up. So he may want to a bar rescue on his own.
But that's the same kind of vibe, when you're swapping shrimp.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 90% of the shrimp consumed in the United States is imported.
Right.
So, yeah, I read it wrong. I apologize.
Right.
Hey, you crab guys, you got to settle down, though, because they just had a news story that came out a few months ago that said 95% of Maryland restaurants are using crab from Venezuela.
Right.
It was like, it was a WTOP story.
Hey, I'm not the guy sitting across from you. I don't care where they get the crabs from, as long as it tastes good.
I don't claim that I could tell the difference necessarily.
Like, if I sit down and eat crab, I'm not going to be able to say, well, this was pulled out of the Chesapeake Bay. How would I be able to figure out?
Well, Drab's a rube because he doesn't understand that when you see Maryland style, that doesn't mean that the crab itself is from Maryland.
Right.
Or if it's blue crab. That just means they sprinkle Old Bay on it.
Aren't a lot of the crabs that come up here, aren't they from like Louisiana and down
or,
south?
Yeah, or they're in the Gulf and at the mouth of the bay.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm fine with it. I'm not that discerning.
As long as it tastes good.
Well, this crab must be from Virginia or Maryland for me to consume it.
You know how you know it's real is you buy the crabs from a waterman and you have all the leftovers and you have a family pick. Then you take the crab meat, make your own crab dips.
Yeah. You know what?
That's how you know it's
silly. Last week I had salmon Chesapeake at Norbeck for dinner, and then the crab on top of the salmon. I wasn't like, I hope this crab is from Maryland or from Virginia. I just ate it. And it was delicious.
Well, yeah. I would question it maybe if it looked nubs.
It looked great.
Yeah. But I'm saying if I go somewhere and the crab looks nubs, then I question.
Well, here's who you
There's a certain look to it.
Here's who you ultimately disrespect. Anybody that consumes the fake crab. Like the imitation. If you go into
I don't even
store,
know what the point of that is.
Like, what are you doing? Like, if you eat a California roll with a fake piece of crab meat in it, and I know there are a lot of them out there, it's kind of like a standard cheap sushi roll. It's just
I think California rolls are for people that want to say they eat sushi.
Right.
But I mean, I never order California rolls.
I order them if I can get them with real crab put in them. But that's hard to find.
I've yet to see that. Every time I've ever
had it. I've had it out at MGM National Harbor before.
Yeah, every time I've ever had it. Yeah. Got no interest in that fake crab, whatever that is.
So are these people...
Or like a cucumber roll. Get out of here with that.
Are these customers at these restaurants, are they complaining that the crabs don't taste, or the shrimp don't taste
good? I don't know that the customers complain, but the government comes in and they're trying to, straighten it up.
They don't like the false advertising?
It's kind of the same thing. I'm actually looking after Drab mentioned the Venezuelan crab meat. I clicked on a story that I didn't see the 90% figure that he has, but that all these... restaurants and are doing the Maryland crab bit. The crab meat's from Venezuela.
Hey, how do I get the job seafood investigator? Just right up my alley.
Apply for it. Apply for the job. Send in your resume.
The problem, Jason, is that they're just misleading the customers.
And yeah,
then,
right.
You know, you're also undercutting local businesses.
Yeah.
Well, are they? I'm just wondering if the prices would certainly change if they're spending more on shrimp from the local watermen. So I'm just wondering what they're charging for some of these restaurants on the shrimp.
My guess is your margin's much bigger if you're getting cheaper outsourced imported shrimp instead of local.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the story. Maryland, Virginia lawmakers call on Biden to act on Venezuelan crab meat. That was October 28th.
Yeah.
Well, you can definitely tell.
You can definitely tell a Venezuelan crab meat versus like lump. Just like the
look.
The look of it. It basically looks like shredded pork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, do you want this is your Valdez seafood tip of the day.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I'm expecting one of these tomorrow too.
When you go out,
this is Matt Valdez.
And then they have oysters on the menu.
Okay.
All right. The first thing you need to do is you need to ask the waiter or waitress or bartender, wherever you're getting them from, where you're getting the oysters from.
Okay.
If they can't name the river or place that the oysters are harvested from, don't get the oysters.
Yeah, don't order.
They usually know, though? I've asked. Typically, they usually have the answer.
I know. And that's how you know you're in the clear. Yeah. They got no idea where, what river they, if it's not in the Rappahannock or wherever, or if they don't know the style of oyster they are. If they're like blue necks or whatever.
It does make me chuckle whenever I see like sometimes they'll have the description of what the oyster tastes like. Like, it's briny's, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how am I'm that discerning where I'm going to be able to tell the difference between this oyster and another one.
Yeah, Cakes, you're not going to know where the oyster's from when you load it with cocktail sauce.
I don't load
Do you not
with
put cocktail sauce on yours?
More of a mignonette guy.
I might put a little dab of it and I like some horseradish on there, too.
I do horseradish, a little hot sauce, and a little lemon, or a mignonette.
I don't know if I know what a mignonette is.
It's just like red wine and like shallots that are so soaked together.
He's flexing his oyster muscles over there. And I like it. I'm here for it. You're the seafood expert.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Can you guys get like a lobby in Maryland or something to protect your brand a little bit? I mean, I know when I go to the grocery store, I look for the Washington apple sticker or the California pistachio or the Idaho potato.
You guys
are eroding your Maryland brand with this garbage from Venezuela.
I think you're looking at the spokesman right there. He's standing 3 feet away from
the
you.
The Maryland style blue crab. What is that?
I'd never heard that.
No,
before.
I'm just saying.
Never seen that on menu. When you see
Maryland style blue crab soup.
Yeah.
That just means it's loaded with Old Bay. Doesn't mean the crab itself is from.
On a side note,
from the
I've
Chesapeake.
Seen this on menus before, and I didn't know this was a Maryland specialty. Maryland fried chicken. Have you guys seen that before?
No.
I've definitely seen it a few times. Like Maryland's known for
fried
chicken.
How's that different
chicken?
Than Kentucky fried chicken?
I don't know. I didn't know that fried chicken was kind of our thing.
No, ask Google. Ask ChatGPT.
I should ask Bob Google.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a thing.
Why?
I don't know.
They season the skin differently.
There's got to be our listeners definitely know.
I will say Maryland's biggest flaw is we get sized to throw the flag on everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is true.
We hammer everything.
Here's what it says here. Maryland fried chicken is a dish associated with the U.S. state of Maryland. It is a take on the classic Southern dish and is differentiated by covering the chicken in a pot while frying it and adding gravy poured over the chicken.
Gravy on top of fried chicken is a 15 out of 10.
That sounds great. I've never seen
it
that.
Then says the dish consists of fried
Maryland
chicken,
heart attack.
Yeah. Served with a creamy gravy and is traditionally garnished with bananas.
No, now I'm out. Now I'm drawing the line.
Out. You put bananas on chicken?
You can't have that.
Have you ever heard of that?
Never. Never, ever, ever.
It's like a hillbilly thing?
Now I wish I'd never heard of Maryland fried chicken.
Chicken Maryland.
Where's the Chiquita?
That's weird.
Hey, we can't have our chicken without our Dole.
No, thank you. I'm with you,
bananas.
No bananas.
I'm out on bananas. They're mushy and gross.
The only good thing
you got to eat them fresh.
With a smoothie. It's the only acceptable use for a banana.
Hey, Valdez.
You can't tell it's in there.
Have you or your family ever had either a t-shirt or bumper sticker that said Maryland is for crabs?
Never.
Have you had a bumper sticker?
A bumper sticker?
Like on your bumper.
Me? Or my parents? My parents got
a size five
on my old Saturn.
I do remember
when I was in my 20s. My parents got sized to have their my child's an honor roll student.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course. That's how you know your parents never went to college.
Chicken.
All right, let's go to Nick. Nick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the jokes.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I don't know if you remember, I called in the last time you guys were talking about seafood. Gave you a little
we do not remember.
To be fair, we don't, but don't take it personal.
Okay.
Maybe you should have a nickname in Strap Hates to call you Seafood Nick.
Maybe you should know from the
Then we can remember you.
Yeah.
Seafood Nick.
I always say I think shrimp is one of the worst things to get at a restaurant.
All right, why?
I would say 99% of shrimp are imported from Asia and India that you'll see at a restaurant.
All right, but at the end of the day, who cares if it tastes good? Who cares?
Why?
I mean, I guess it just depends what you want to put in your body, but...
oh, you're just saying
it's a little bit different, but I think farm-raised shrimp, if you look at how they're raised and stuff.
I never buy farm-raised anything. It's too expensive.
So if I go to the Palm, let's say, all right, a nice steakhouse, we've had a relationship with the Palm for years, and I get the shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
Right.
You're telling me that that shrimp cocktail is not going to be tasty?
It might be good, but...
He's just saying you don't know how it's raised and all that.
I'm going to guess it. I don't know how
my food is raised.
But hold on. How do you know how anything is raised that you're putting in your body? You're just kind of taking it for granted.
I mean, that's true, but that's why if you go with wild, you don't have to worry about it, especially with shrimp.
So you never order shrimp at restaurants?
No, pretty much never.
So what do you order that you feel like you're eating safely?
Usually just meat, honestly.
What about fish? What if you want to go get a nice halibut or cod?
Yeah, halibut. I mean, salmon, if it's labeled, you know, wild or if it's a specific type of salmon, actually, then I would go
I'll
for
tell
that.
This. I never buy that stuff. I never buy organic. I never buy wild. And I'm not saying it's bad. I just go, well, I'm not buying the one that's $15 a pound. I'm buying the one that's $10 a pound. And I'll take the food coloring and we'll just deal with it.
Right.
That's
what most people do.
That's what I do. But I. You know, where, probably wrong.
Where I will splurge sometimes is buying steak. Like I can't buy like steak that's like $6 a pound.
My wife is a steak snob.
It's too tough.
I could buy some tough rough meat.
No, I need a nice tender steak.
My wife bitters.
Needs the grass fed.
No, she doesn't need grass fed, but she needs a very nice cut.
She needs
ribeye or something.
I don't need filet all the time, but I'm kind of snooty when it comes to steak.
My wife is. She's. You know what? She's definitely a steak snob.
Yeah, I'm right there.
I'm not really. I mean, what's the difference? I put the seasoning. I'm the steak king. I make it good anyway. That was my whole thing.
I mean, you can't dress up a steak that's $7 a pound.
So Nick,
it's just gonna be tough.
Nick.
Yep.
So every time you buy salmon, you buy that wild stuff.
Oh, not necessarily. No, I just like to know where it's coming from, but. I mean, we sell a lot of salmon to restaurants and stuff like that. The best salmon is definitely from the Faroe Islands.
What do you mean? What is your business?
Which
nobody remembers.
Right.
What's your business?
Lobster Mania.
Oh, that's right. I remember what it's called.
We're in Virginia. Yeah, we sell to a lot of restaurants.
Did you come in studio one time?
Did you bring food in for us? Can't remember.
I was trying to work it out, but it didn't work before Christmas. But I'll come down soon with some stuff for you guys.
All right, bring me some healthy,
silly lobster.
Yeah. I'm psyched to have a seafood plug.
Then maybe I'll be nicer to you now. If you bring,
I'll bring some Venezuelan crab meat and some Maryland.
You know what? That's a great idea. Let's do a test.
Yeah,
let's
try
a blind test, and we'll tell you which ones we like better.
I love that idea. That's a great idea.
And we can even tell you, we could guess if we think it's like, you know, like raised by, you know, slaves, or if it's like, you know, like if it's
wild.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like if it's good.
Nick, I'm psyched if you hire me as your crab sommelier.
That's correct.
All right, Nick. Stay on hold. Okay, Valdez, you hooked this up. This is right up your alley.
It's more of a lobster guy, though. I mean, you're working for Lobster Mania.
Hold on. Can you get bad lobster then? Because I love lobster.
Yeah, you definitely can, yeah.
We always have a lobster dinner at my in-laws once a year, but we just get them from like, you know, they're like live lobsters from like a local grocery.
Yeah, you're sitting there tapping the glass, seeing which ones are moving around.
I don't know where he gets them, but he gets them and then, you know, they steam them up for you.
The claws have rubber bands on
them. They're always good.
I'm going to pwn you.
Are we getting some trash lobster?
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the grocery store, definitely. But we sell a lot of lobsters to MGM, actually.
It tastes silly.
No, this guy knows better lobster.
What's the difference? I don't know that.
I know, but he's in the business. For someone just going to a restaurant, they just want something that tastes good.
Right.
Yeah. I just put some butter on it. It's silly.
Yeah.
Hello? You got nothing?
He got
sorry. All right.
Yeah. Huh?
All right. Well, thanks. Stay on hold.
Stay on hold.
There are standards. I mean, I'm
I want it to be.
I don't really want to eat anything that comes from India.
Spoiled. Huh?
I don't want any food that comes from India.
Oh.
I mean,
Do you go? So does that mean you don't go to an Indian restaurant?
No. No
you
chance.
Won't go to an Indian restaurant? You're well, biased against Indians?
No, there's no chance.
No, no, of course not.
I'm being serious.
I don't
want to
eat food from India.
I don't care if you like Indians or not.
I don't think I guess the standards aren't as high as they are here in Los Estados Unidos.
I don't know.
I will say that.
I've seen.
You know how many times I've
can I just say this?
You go take a bath in that river that the dead bodies floating in?
Drabby. I don't know if this is in your neighborhood, but there are a lot of Indian families that live in Ashburn.
Yeah.
It's heavily populated by Indian families. Mm-hmm. All right. Over the last 5-7 years. When you walk down the street, when I'm walking, you can smell the curry coming out of the houses.
Right.
Because it's very strong. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the smell of that.
Why?
It's terrible. It's too strong.
So do you not go to an Indian? Like, Indian food's silly.
No.
I like me some Indian food.
I just don't like it.
Like, people always say, listen, my wife's Chinese.
Scared of my tummy.
People always say, like, you know, they're serving you whatever is running around in the city or something. That's never stopped me. Chinese food's silly.
Oh, right. So is it really chicken? Right.
I mean, that's the joke
or is
that
it
people
cat?
Always say.
Or is it cat?
Yeah. I don't know.
If you want to chime in on the...
I'm just going to assume it's chicken, but yeah. I have no idea.
MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, you can call us
really
800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.